Elise Morgan joins us now with the finance news. Hello, Elise.
Good morning, Fran. Well, it's been a choppy night of trade so far on Wall Street after mixed data left investors struggling for direction. Now, traders seeking bargains initially helped the S&P 500 rebound off its worst drop in 7 months. But weighing on trade is a leading private report, which shows just 175,000 jobs were added in the US in January, which is the smallest gain since August and worse than expected. This was offset by another report which showed a bigger than acceleration in activity in the services sector. And with an hour left of trade, the Dow Jones is unchanged at 15,445, and the S&P 500 is 2 points lower at 1,753. European stocks inched up overnight after a steep two-week sell-off. Investors were reluctant, though, to really push indexes up before the European Central Bank's monetary policy decision and news conference, which is tonight Australian time. The FTSE 100 added just 9 points and the Euro stocks was unchanged. The local share market's expected to rise at the open. The ASX SPY 200 is 0.33% higher at 5,032. The Aussie dollar continues to hold on to gains made on the back of the Reserve Bank's rates commentary on Tuesday, and it's now worth 89.1 US cents. Gold's up to 1,258 US an ounce, Fran, and West Texas crude's at 97 US a barrel.
Thanks very much, Elise.